from a crystal decanter and raise the bottle, silently offering Miles a refill, which he happily accepts. She swears Dad told her that she had to make sure I married well. I sip from the glass. There'll be a woman there when I see them next week, even though I just told Stephen no. We exchange a rare, true smile. Stephen was our father's best friend, and is one of Hollywood's most coveted agents. Maybe Miriam's got the right idea. You're getting old. Time to stop fucking half of Hollywood and settle down. I'm 29. I'd hardly call that old. It is by Hollywood standards. Plus, you practically live in this place lately. He looks around my office. You're starting to turn into Dad. Miles says turning into Dad like it's a bad thing. We grew up in the same house. Becoming anything like our father is a compliment to me. Yet my brother utters it like it's an insult. A change of subject, to one that moves us to the point of his visit, is in order. How are things going at Mile High? I ask cautiously, knowing it could be a very sore topic of discussion. A year after our father's death, my brother and I split our family's legendary film production business. I chose to continue on our father's path, the one that had made Montgomery Productions a name every A-list actor and director wanted to work with. Miles, on the other hand, decided it was time for a change. Diving into the risky world of reality TV, he filmed his first series, Stripped. To this day, he can't comprehend why Stripped, a show following a collection of artificially enhanced, large-breasted strippers, flopped. Unable to accept the failure, he spent the last 5 years trying to prove he could make it as the king of reality TV. In the process, he nearly depleted his trust fund, watched two of his sure-thing reality shows fail, and got dumped publicly by the 20-year-old starlet he'd just bought a Porsche. Our strained relationship seemed to worsen as Montgomery Productions flourished over the last few years. My success fueled the grudge my brother has always harbored against me. "Things are going great," he says. "Really great. We just started production on a show that's going to be huge. A ratings blockbuster, I know it." I've heard those words from my brother's mouth on one too many occasions to believe him, although deep down, I still hold hope that one day he'll succeed. "That's great. What's the show about?" "It's part Survivor, part Bachelor." Miles' eyes light up. "Throb. Even the name of the show is marketing genius." He truly is passionate about his work. His lack of success has little to do with his own determination. It's the reason I always had difficulty saying no to him, even though I knew whatever I was asked to invest in was not a smart business move. 20 bikini babes on a deserted island, one good-looking single guy who also happens to be an up-and-coming rock star, and lots of physical competition for dream dates, mud fights and all. Even have one of the contestants on my payroll, a ringer. She's playing the game for me, not for The Bachelor. The advertisers are going to eat it up. I have to work hard not to let my face show my true thoughts. It used to be if you were 16 and got pregnant, you would get in trouble. Now you get your very own reality show. Interesting. When does it shoot? We already have the first few weeks in the can. 12 girls were eliminated, and now we're down to 8. The last 4 are going to be shot live over 2 weeks in the Caribbean. I haven't seen any advertisements for it. When does it premiere? I'm hoping, for Miles' sake, that it's at least 6 months away. 3 weeks. 3 weeks. I try, really, I do, but the alarm is evident in my voice. A brand new show with zero advertising and every other station touting a different reality show? It's almost certain to fail. Yeah. Miles' confidence falters for a fraction of a second, but I catch it. Listen, Coop. He swallows hard and takes in a deep breath before continuing. I'm not going to lie. I need some help. I just negotiated a great deal for 10 solid days of primetime advertising, but I'm running a little short on cash. How short? I respond curtly, knowing my brother is padding the magnitude.